Welcome to episode 1 of season 10. We are finally here, brand new season. Wow, didn't even know I'd get this far. But we are, and I'm grateful. Now, the first of the year, 2025, I said and told the Lord that I wanted to be used any way I could, any way and every way. So whether it was being a lead guitar player or being an artist or being a preacher or a radio guy or whatever, leading a song service, however he needed me to do it, I wanted to be used with every talent that he's given me. Now, I want to reach the lost. I want to tell people about Jesus. That's what I'm required to do. That's what I want to do. And I told him, if you make it afford, I said, if I can afford to do it. In other words, if you make a way for me to go, I will go. And true to form, I did. Back in the second week of April, I went to La Follette, Tennessee as a lead guitar player. Not as a radio guy, although I did do some radio. Well, I talked about it anyway, because they were familiar with HLE radio up there. I didn't go as Hunter Logan, the artist. I went as Hunter Logan, the lead guitar player. I went to help out another artist, Greg Marlowe. Played a festival up there. And visit and make some good friends. It was a great trip. La Follette, Tennessee, which I think should be pronounced La Follette. It just begs to be pronounced that way. But they say La Follette, and that's okay. On my way up there, I passed through a town called Rocky Top, Tennessee. So there really is a Rocky Top, Tennessee. I've actually been there. It's not that big, but there is a Rocky Top. So getting to La Follette, it was really a neat time. Now, Greg and his wife put me up, and they were very gracious. And I got to meet the G-Man. Me and the G-Man, we hit it off. And the G-Man likes music, so I gave him some of mine. And when I got back home, I got a phone call. Greg says, "Hey, man, the G-Man burning up your music." I'm like, "Cool, that's great." One of the coolest things that happened to me while I was there, it was a bunch of things, but one of the best compliments I believe I got was from Greg's wife. And she said, "Hunter, you know what I like about you?" And my first reaction is, "Uh-oh." Because I've had people do that before. I had one person say, "Hunter, you know what I like about you?" I said, "What?" "Absolutely nothing." I'm like, "Oh, gee, okay. Hunter, you know what I like about you?" And I said, "What?" She said, "You're the same as you are when I hear you on the radio station." She said, "You're exactly the same in person as you are on the radio station when I hear you in the mornings." And that was a great compliment. And I really appreciated that. And that's how I want to be. That's how I try to be. I try to be me. I always want to be the same guy that's on the radio. I want to be that same guy in person. And that was just a great compliment. I drove up there Thursday. Got up there Thursday night. So spent some time Friday and go over some songs and stuff just to, you know, run through it. Well, Friday night, there's a restaurant that Greg plays at. And I want to say the name is Katie's. I can't remember. I think that's what it was. My memory is bad, but I believe that's what it was. Anyway, what was so cool about this place is it's a hometown restaurant, and people go to eat, of course. But they play gospel music there on Friday night. Different people come in and play. Different music. It's like a big jam session, really. And I was fortunate enough to be able to play, you know, that Friday night with them. And what impressed me so much about this place, the food was good. I mean, that. But what impressed me the most about this place, they really did Christian music. Nobody slid in or tried to slide in a country song. Nobody tried to make something fit. No, it was all Christian music, whether it be a hymn, original song, it was Christian music. And I was like, wow. And you know what? Nobody had a problem with it. And people stayed and ate and listened. And it was raining. And Greg told me, he said, there's usually more people here than that. I said, it looks full to me. And it was. But he said, no, it's usually fuller than this. I'm thinking, there's more people here than there are at my church on Sunday morning. It was just great. But to see, first of all, nobody was ashamed to be doing the Christian music. They didn't have to try to slide in some country music or something to kind of, I don't know why artists think that they got to do some kind of country music to get to people or whatever. If you're serving the Lord, do the Lord's music. If you can't draw them with that, man, I've always thought about this. If you got to use the devil's music or the devil's type of lyrics to get people interested in Jesus, something wrong. When the Bible clearly states he will draw all men unto him. So I don't need the help. But why do you? I guess why the other artists? I don't know. That proves to me right there that you can do gospel. We can do Christian. You don't have to water it down. You don't have to make sure and do some country stuff or rock and roll stuff. Not that I'm saying I have a problem with any kind of that music, but you don't have to do it. I was just so impressed to see that it was just Christian music and people loved it. Nobody said this is a Christian restaurant only. It was a restaurant that anybody could come in and eat. There was all different kinds of people there. And gospel music was done. Boy, I loved it. Another cool thing. See, I believe God lets me see all of this. Because I sit here in the mornings. A lot of times just by myself. And the windows are closed. The lights are off. Except for the light I leave on. But you don't see much happening. Especially now that I moved down the street. There's less traffic than there was. We didn't have a lot, but now there's even less. God lets me see these things to know. So it's easy to look here with nothing going on and say, you know what? What am I doing? But when you see things like people coming up to Greg and congratulating him, hey man, congratulations. Congratulations on your song is number one. When people come up to you and say, hey, we enjoy your radio station. That's cool. But remember now, I went there as a guitar player. I was just playing lead guitar for Greg. And what was cool is I still could play guitar. And people complimented my guitar playing. I hadn't had that happen in a long time. And I thought, wow, thank you, Heavenly Father. Because he gave me the talent. I hadn't used it in a long time. And I was like, wow, all right. So I went up there to be a blessing. Just plain and simple. Just be a blessing. However that was. As going up there as a lead guitar player, I'm like, okay, Let that be used for your glory. It wasn't the Greg Marlowe band and Hunter Logan. No, I'm just a guitar player. He did get me to sing one song, and I did. And I was fine with that. But it was Greg Marlowe. And he is very, very well respected around there. And very well liked. And not only by kids, too. Young kids. They had the youth performing beforehand at the festival. And then this one young man, he was playing. He was just learning how to play guitar. Playing guitar and singing. And after the festival was over, packing up and stuff, and he just come running from across the parking lot, and he's out of breath. He's Greg Marlowe. And I said, breathe, buddy. And catches his breath. He says, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. And Greg says, well, hey, man. He said, I seen you playing guitar earlier. Yeah, he said, well, keep it up. He said, because I might need a guitar player one time. And he said, I will. And I told Greg after the little boy left, I said, man, that kid's never going to forget that, dude. He's never going to forget that you took time to tell him that. I said, that kid will remember that. And it's great to see stuff like that. It's great to see that. And it's great to see how HLE Radio still is having an effect with artists by getting their music out. Because I don't necessarily see that sitting in here every morning. And it could well easy get discouraging. And it has at times. I've had to encourage myself a lot of times. So I believe the Lord lets me get out and see those things. To let me know, hey, you're still doing. You're doing right. Don't give up. I got this. So it was a very good trip. Was glad to meet new folks. Was glad to be able to play with some great guys. I even made the paper. I got my picture in the paper. As well as a lot of the other folks. It wasn't just me. I mean, the rest of the band was in the paper too. It was a long drive. But it wasn't a hard drive. It was just a long drive. But it's worth it. I'd do it again. Well, I guess I'm going to leave it right there. If you can, check me out. TheHunterLogan.com. That's the website. Also the YouTube channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel if you can. It'll help me out a bunch. I appreciate you. Love you. And I'll see you on the next one.